You are listening to Baseball Zealot Radio.
Okay, you're listening to Baseball Zealot Radio. My name is Tom Nelsop, and you're coming to you from Urbana, Illinois. And today we got Teddy Ballgame coming to you from Chicago, Illinois. Teddy, how you doing?
Hey, Zealot. Long time no talk.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's probably been about 6 months, probably when you came back from spring training last year.
I don't think there was any coincidence there between my White Sox folding up their tent and me disappearing from the baseball scene.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, today we'll have you on because you're going to have your time to talk a little bit about your trip to Arizona and you watching the Arizona Fall League. I'm looking forward to hearing about that. How was your Halloween?
Oh, good, good. We only had about 75 kids come out, and normally we have about 500.
500?
So I have no idea why. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're a corner house.
75. Usually we get about 75, and I thought that was pretty high. How long is your normal time frame for in your neighborhood? Do you have like a 2-hour limit, or is it all night?
No limit at all. We're in the city. And we're on the corner, so kids come from every direction.
Right, right. Yeah, we're on the corner, too. I think that's why we have a high rate. We had a fair amount of trick-or-treaters last night. And I had my son, he was the one that was giving out the candy, so that was okay with me.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it was fun.
Now, did your kids dress up?
My daughter did. My son, he likes doing the giving out the candy thing. He likes to do that.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, he's real good at it, and he likes to stay home. And I get the sense he likes to partake of the candy, too, that we give out, too.
I like that, too.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, The World Series is indeed this year. It is indeed a October series. No, we didn't spill over into November.
Well, I thought we were going to be talking about the first four games of the series,
right?
And that the whole thing.
It definitely was a quick series. Shall we say, not a very well. Close, it definitely was not a close series. I think Boston definitely was not. Definitely dominated the Rockies. I don't think Rockies really were in it at any point in the series. I don't know. Can we go as far as to say that was an interesting series?
It was a mismatch.
That's a good way
yeah.
of putting it. Yeah. Do you think the fact that the Rockies had almost, over a week off, that they keep saying that in the press, that had a lot to do with it? Do you think that had any credibility, or?
I think it did have some bearing on it. I think it did slow down the Rockies hitters. I mean, they weren't even a presence in this whole World Series.
I mean, they definitely, they were in such a roll. I was 21 games out of 22. And then boom, they have 8-day rest. And then how can you get that momentum going again? And they just never did. Yeah.
But that said, I don't think that Boston was going to be defeated no matter what.
No, I think so too. I think so too. I think at the beginning of the season, I had Boston picked to win the AL, and they definitely, you know, they had it won from the very beginning, I think, and they were a better team. Did you watch most of the games?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I tuned in. And, you know, they weren't very exciting. I mean,
right.
There really wasn't much of a match up there at all. Did you have the Rockies going to the World Series?
Let me just say that. I was rooting for the Rockies. I didn't think that they were going to. They were necessarily going to win, but I think I was kind of rooting for them, yeah. Being an NL team and all, yeah. Did I think they were going to win? Not necessarily.
My mom actually got in a pool with us, a baseball pool, and she did pick the Rockies to win the World Series,
really?
Which was clearly an underdog pick
right.
and almost came all the way through.
Now, I was talking to a a baseball fan just yesterday whose opinion I respect, and he said he thought that the best team did not win in a World Series, and he's the first person I've talked to that actually says that.
Really?
Yes. And I said, whoa, really? And he's going, oh, yeah, I think the best team did not win in the World Series. I think, wow. And I actually want to have him on the show and actually have him actually, you know, spill his opinion and give me his breakdown, the analysis. I want to ask him why he thinks that, but maybe we'll get him on.
Now, last year, I think the best team did not win.
That's what I said. Oh yeah, sure. Last year that was definitely the case, but this year, the conventional wisdom is the best team won. I think that up and down, all across, you know, Boston had a better team. But well, so I don't know. But it's over, and I think pretty soon we'll be hearing about the awards and who won which award, and they're gonna basically, I think, you know, may spread that out over a period of 2 weeks so we can hear about each one each day, I think, and make sure those advertisements get out on the websites and everything, and get those advertising dollars in, I think.
Yeah, we'll have to do a show soon about who we predict to win these awards,
right?
Huh?
Right, we should. We definitely should. We got that down in the spreadsheet. We should definitely do that. But anyway, what's that?
Not tonight.
No, we got plenty of stuff to talk about tonight. The reason you're on is that you spent how many days in Arizona?
Well, I was there the 23rd to the 27th. I didn't see any games on the 27th. That's when I flew back. But I did see, what was it, 5 games when I was down in Arizona.
You were down in Arizona. Yeah. You saw the some games of the Arizona Fall League. And if I understand it, today was the last day of the Arizona Fall League. And before we go even further, why don't you explain in less than a minute, what is the Arizona Fall League?
The Arizona Fall League is a league of baseball players that play in Arizona in the fall. No, I'll tell you. actually.
Hit the nail on the head there.
There are prospects from each team that form 6 teams in Arizona that are all in the Phoenix area. And these are all prospects and guys that need to work on things. And that's basically it. Now, you might think, wow, these guys are a long way away from the major leagues, and am I going to recognize any of these guys? Well, let me just talk about a few of the players that were there in 06 and see if any of these names ring a bell with you now. Yunel Escobar, Hunter Pence, Brian Braun,
wow,
Mark Reynolds, and Troy Tulowitzki were all there in 06.
There you go. That's quite a list. And that was last year, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all just last year. Exactly.
Right. Uh-huh.
So now some of the guys that I saw this year that I said look pretty good. I don't know if they're going to be, you know, impact in 08. But they're definitely on the horizon. Matt LaPorta was Milwaukee's number one pick in the 07 draft.
Okay.
And it looks like he's in succession to come to the Brewers, just like Prince Fielder did, just like Ryan Braun did. This kid can hit.
Really?
He's out of the University of Florida, and he is a hitter.
Sure. Now, most of these players that play in the AFL this year, are they players that were drafted in the first player draft, first-year player draft this year, or maybe last year, or does it really depend upon where they're at?
Some of the guys that I scouted go all the way back to 02.
Really? Wow. So
yeah,
it really depends on where they're at and their development in the minors then.
Right. Okay. Now some of the players were actually up in the big leagues a little bit this past year.
Okay.
For example, a guy that was drafted in 02 in the 33rd round.
Okay, wow.
But he did play with Pittsburgh at the end of last year.
Okay.
Is their center fielder Niger Morgan.
Alright.
And, I asked one of the guys in Arizona about Niger, and he said that he played hockey in Canada. And that's why he got a little late start into baseball.
Okay. Well, we know at least one hockey player that played baseball. It's Tom Glavine, and he turned out okay.
Yeah. And then we got Justin Morneau is also hockey. And
oh, that's right. Yeah.
Adam Lowen, I think, or Aaron Lowen from Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So there are quite a few, I guess, of those Canuck guys.
Right.
Another guy that really impressed me, he was taken in the 06 draft. This guy's one of the weirdest body shapes you'll ever see for a baseball player. He's 5'11", 245.
Oh, really?
He was the first player taken by the Blue Jays in 06. His name is Travis Snyder. He's a left-hand hitter. And the kid can really rip.
What,
I mean,
what is he
playing? Everything. He's an outfielder.
Outfielder.
And
okay.
Believe it or not, he can get that little body moving.
I would say, can he run?
And, yeah, he can run.
That's
he can run.
How I'm built. I'm built like 5'11", about that weight. I sure
well, can't. I don't think you'd want to race him.
No, I don't think so either.
Another guy that I was impressed with, and I'm sorry to say this, is Aaron Cunningham.
Okay.
And he's with Arizona. And he's the guy that the Sox gave away to Arizona for Danny Rochard.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm seeing Chris Young all over again.
Oh no.
And I'm like, no, we gave up another guy that could play center field that
right,
can fly.
Right. Oh no.
Oh. Just what the Sox need, right?
Right.
So then there was a kid named Josh Flores, and he's out of Triton Junior College in Chicago, and I don't know if people out there know about Triton, but Triton is a big baseball factory in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And Kirby Puckett and Lance Johnson both played there.
Sure.
Neither one of them played center when they were at Triton.
Right.
And the center fielder from that team did not make it to the big league.
Okay.
But Josh Flores, he won the batting title when he was down there in junior college with a 519 batting average. Not too bad.
Now, is it Flores? Is that his name? Is he related?
Josh Flores,
is he related
right.
To,
and
he's with Gil? It's a Gil Flores that played in the 70s, right?
Yeah, don't really know. I didn't see anything that said that. There are quite a few players, though, that are, you know, sons of major leaguers or have some ties to...
There were a lot drafted this year in 2007, this June, that were related to, you know, mostly sons of major leaguers or even like nephews, that kind of thing. So that's the only reason I asked.
Well, I saw John Mayberry out there. Not
did you?
The father, but the son.
Oh, my gosh.
And the son is a right-hand hitter, and he's big, just like his daddy.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Only this guy can run.
Oh, he can run.
Which
okay.
Is something the big guy could never do.
You're seeing a lot more of that in this era. More big players that aren't hampered by, you know, slow speed, and that's good to see.
Right. You know, I was thinking maybe, you know, little John Mayberry was in trouble a lot as a kid and had to outdistance his father. So he learned to run a little.
I wouldn't want to be in trouble with Big John either.
Exactly. Either run or you die.
Run or you die, exactly.
But another guy that I really like a lot, he's out of Pittsburgh too, and I know Todd's going to like hearing about him, is Andrew McCutchen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He looks like a player that can do it all.
I've heard about him. And he was in this year's draft, I think. Yeah, he sounds like hot stuff.
And if you go to the Arizona Fall League website, you can actually check it out. He's been writing a blog, a little journal out there. Yeah, and you can see his input on what his thoughts are on the Arizona Fall League.
Oh,
and
great.
Also there's a guy named Joe Savory out of Rice University. I didn't get an opportunity to see him pitch, but he's a lefty with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay.
And he was just taken in the 07 draft. And he's also got a blog.
What do you think about these player blogs? I mean, have you seen, you know, both on the major level and now you're talking here in the Arizona, you know, Fall League level?
I read both these players' blogs, and the thing that impressed me the most about them is the awe and the excitement that they had at being a part of the Arizona Fall League and the opportunities that they've had with Major League Baseball.
Right.
So, I don't know, day in and day out if I'd really get off on it, but it is neat to see their take on the whole thing.
Right. At first I was kind of, skeptical of, they're just, touting the MLB line and I'm not really that interested, but, a few of these blogs I've read, I've read the, was it the reliever for Detroit, Doug Jones? His was like, definitely not.
Oh, Todd Jones.
Todd Jones. My goof. He was, definitely not touting, towing the company line, and it was very interesting. It had to do with the playoff scheduling, and I won't go into the whole thing, but I actually blogged about it on thebaseballzealot.com. So check that out if you're interested in what he has to say. There's a link to it from the blog. So that's kind of cool. And one more point about Player's Blog, Pat Neshek, the reliever on the Twins, has his own website. It's not, through MLB.com or anything like that. So it's his own personal web space. And so therefore, he could pretty much, I think, within reason, say what he wants to do, say. And actually, it's really kind of cool. He's got his own baseball cards with him on it. Going back to the minor league days, he's got them scanned and you can see it. He makes full comments about those cards and it's really quite, personal, and I think it's really cool that he does that and he really, I think it makes a connection to the fans. So in that sense, I think that these player blogs, make a contribution to the fan, fan base, I think. So anyway, it kind of went off on a little tangent there, but I think it's kind of cool.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. All right. So anyway,
I was just going to talk a little bit about a couple other things about the Arizona Fall League. I didn't get a chance to see a catcher with Seattle. His name is Jeff Clement.
Okay.
And I didn't get to see Evan Longoria with Tampa Bay.
Oh, you didn't see him? Yeah, he's been talked about a lot this year.
Not Ava Longoria.
No, I know. Boy, that would be nice to see her too, huh?
Probably better than Evan.
I hear she can
Evan
hit too, right? No,
pardon me?
I hear she can hit pretty well too. He's been talked about a lot even during this year. I've heard his name brought up a lot and he's definitely someone to watch.
Well, those two players were with Team USA.
Yeah.
So they left their Arizona Fall League teams to go work out and get ready for Team USA.
And while you're on that topic, I just heard a rumor, and it's probably that Chris Robinson, who is a former catcher for the Illini, is most likely going to be on Team Canada. Yeah, I think it's awesome. Yeah, he's on their A list, and I think his experiments could be on their team. He's from London, Ontario. So I want to interject that as the Illini fan on the Zealot team. Anyway, go on.
Well, there are no former Illini players on Team China, but I did see Team China play.
Oh, yeah?
I did see Team China play out there. They played Phoenix, the Desert Dogs.
Okay.
And
what do they look
interesting.
Like?
Well, they won the game 2-1.
Wow.
But they beat a White Sox pitcher named DeJuan Day.
Okay.
And
sorry.
I'm not much of a fan of him, so interesting, the manager of Team China is Jim LaFever.
Oh, okay.
And some of the coaches for Team China are Bruce Hurst, Duffy Dyer.
Okay.
Barry Larkin.
Oh, sure.
And Tom
Barry
Lawless.
Larkin, huh? Who was the last one?
Yeah. And Tom Lawless.
Boy, I tell you, it's like going back to getting back in the old days, huh? Yeah,
but LaFever was out there yelling at umpires and, urging his players on. He was he's as fiery as I remember him.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's funny.
And another guy that I saw when I was out in Arizona of note, I was eating dinner at Don and Charlie's, a local place in Scottsdale that
right.
you've got to check out if you're out there. And at the next table, as I was walking out of the place, I happened to notice that Ryan Sandberg was sitting there.
Oh, was he? Okay.
I know you probably would have liked an autograph, but I'm not one to interrupt somebody's dinner, so I just kind of nodded.
No, I understand. And at the same time, yeah, the players and the coaches, they need their privacy too. It's their eating time, and I respect that. So cool. Yeah, he was down there scouting. Or what do you think?
I don't know if he lives down there or what. You know, I mean, I believe he's out in the Arizona area, and I think he, you know, after managing in the Illinois area, he does manage for the Cubs, right?
Yeah, the Chiefs, the Peoria Chiefs. But I'm not sure if that's going to be if he'll be back or if he's got plans to move up or what. But, yeah, he was managing for the Peoria Chiefs. But
that's
cool.
I think he lives out in Arizona.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, I did notice, I picked up a media guide out there, and they've got all little tidbits about all the players out there, you know, or little interesting things that they could find about these players. And one of the guys is Matt Tuiasosopo. He's the son of Manu Tuiasosopo, who used to play with the New England Patriots football.
Right.
And, his brother actually plays quarterback for the Jets. His name's Marquise Tuiasosopo.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it says here that his grandfather is Chief Asavalo out in American Samoa.
Oh, no way.
An actual chief of 800 people in American Samoa.
I did not know that.
No, so I don't know if Matt is ever going to make the bigs or
right.
what, but he
sure.
is in Seattle. And another interesting thing, and then I'll wrap it up on the Arizona Fall League, is there's a pitcher named Mark Rosen, and he was forced to take the mound in relief of a teammate in 06 who was trapped in the bathroom for over 40 minutes after slamming the door shut behind him.
Oh, no.
I guess he was having a rough outing. He went to the John, slammed the door, and the fire department eventually was called to extricate the starting pitcher from the John. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So those are little funny things that, you know, show up in the Arizona media guide from the Fall League.
Oh, God. Hey, thanks for the hat, by the way. Teddy
Ballgame. Oh, did you get it? Okay, good.
I got it, yes. Teddy Ballgame sent me a Scottsdale Scorpions hat. And I told you on the phone why I wanted one, because Albert Pujols played for the Scorpions. And even though I am a Cubs fan, I am also a Albert Pujols fan because for a variety of reasons, but he is on the Twin City Thunder Chickens, which is my APA team, and it's a pretty cool hat. I'm sure it's got the red scorpion on there, and it's black. Other than that, it's pretty classy, I think. I already got one comment on it, and some guy who's a pretty, you know, diehard baseball fan, he stopped me in the hallway at work. What kind of hat is that, he said? Because, you know, you got to admit, you know, most baseball caps are, you can tell what they are, but, you know, that one actually, you know, you did a double take. What kind of hat is that? And so I had to explain.
You stand out in the crowd.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so thanks. That's really cool. And you sent me
a
media guide, and I haven't had a chance to look at it too much, but that was good. So, overall, you had a really good time?
Always have a good time out there.
Yeah.
They have a pizza place that if you get out there, you gotta try. It's worth the wait. It's called Pizzeria Bianco.
You told me about
that
before.
And it's on Adams off of 7th and Washington in Phoenix, and you gotta try it.
Yeah,
I don't know what makes it so good, if it's the 2-hour wait that you have to do before you get the pizza and you're drinking wine.
I think I called you. Yeah.
But it is really good pizza. I brought some home. Some of them survived the trip home. Some of them not so well.
Right.
But,
But
had a great time.
That's
had
good.
A great
that's good. Did you meet, you meet anyone interesting?
Meet anyone interesting?
Yeah, last time you met a couple of a photographer and a reporter. I think.
Yeah. I met a scout by the name of Tom. He's a freelance scout from New York, and he said he's going to send me all kinds of stuff in the mail.
Oh,
I don't know
cool.
if he will or not. I also met a guy whose wife was the vocalist for the Sammy Kay Band.
Oh, awesome.
For 5 years, from 1945 to 1950. And he was telling me how he used to see Ruth and Gehrig and all the big guys play ball. He's 90 years old. And
wow.
That was a real interesting talk.
Yeah,
so, no, I didn't meet a lot of, you know, like last time I met the head of the scouting service for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Right, yeah.
And I did run into Roland Heeman this time, and it's always a pleasure meeting him.
Yeah,
he's such,
sure.
such a fine guy.
Right.
So.
Well, good.
Anyway, that's about it on the Arizona Fall League.
Sounds like you had a really good time.
Yeah.
Take a quick break and tell anyone who's listening that if you're interested in contacting us, you can send us an email. Our email address is feedback@baseballzealotradio.com, and to send us an email, let us know how we're doing. If you've got a question, comment, please just let us know. Our phone number, if you want to leave us a voicemail, is 217-883-4571. And check out the blog. I think Ted's got some really cool stuff going on right now. He gave us a report on the Arizona Fall League and a couple other tidbits on there. You can check that out at www.baseballzealot.com. Anyway, I thought we'd close out with a couple small items. Basically, what's your take on the Alex Rodriguez situation with the basically just going the free agent route and saying goodbye to the contract?
Well, like I said on the Zealot, to have that come out during the World Series, I know it was not a big climax, you know, one of the best World Series ever, but to have these talking heads talk about Alex Rodriguez playing out his option or whatever, I thought was just wrong. I mean, there's all these promos and all this stuff going on during the World Series.
Right.
Talk about the game, you know, talk about the series. Don't talk about Alex Rodriguez.
No,
I had the sound muted most of the games when I was watching it, but then I saw Alex's face go up on the screen, and I was like, what are they talking about now? So then I flipped on the sound, talking about his contract. I'm like, you know, dudes, let's talk about baseball. So now that the series is over, now's the perfect time to talk about it.
You've got all winter to talk about the business of baseball and the free agency and transactions and trades and all that kind of thing. That side issue aside, I agree with you. If there's not enough action on the field to talk about, then they're playing the game wrong. I agree with you, yeah.
I think he's going to follow Joe Torre out to L.A.
I think
he's going to be a Dodger.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I've been wrong, I've been right. At least I'm, you know, not afraid to throw it out there and say where I think he's going to end up. But that's where I think he's going
to
go.
That's an interesting idea. I don't know, because he never was seen to be one of the minions of Torre when he was with the Yankees. I mean, unless I'm totally off base, and I'm not a Yankee fan, so I may be totally off base. As far as like people who on the Yankees who I thought were the big, you know, Torre supporters were like, you know, Posada and Jeter and that. But I always thought that all the people on the Yankees who weren't that, you know, big into Torre, I thought, you know, that might, you know, be A-Rod. You know, A-Rod was not that tied to, you know, that loyal to Torre, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I don't know if the fit was really there ever, you know, from the beginning. You know, money seemed about the only thing that tied Alex to the Yankees.
I would agree with that.
And, you know, I definitely know where George is coming from when he's talking about Alex Rodriguez, and I'm one of Alex's biggest fans.
Oh,
I've liked him since he was an 18-year-old kid, And, you know, I wish that we could just put the money aside and just play ball and not worry about anything else. Right. But I guess when you're talking about the highest paid athlete in the game,
sure,
you know, the salary's going to come up.
Yeah, and I think that, A-Rod's getting a lot of heat for this, but, I mean, let's face it, New York is not a good fit for A-Rod, and he could be, he could be hitting 50 home runs, or he could be hitting, well, 30 home runs would be the idea for him, and the New York press would be after him, and the New York fans would be after him, and so it really didn't matter what he did. And it, like you said, it all went back to how much money he was making. So I think no matter what happens, I think this would be a good move for him.
Yeah, I think it's a good move for him to get out of New York. And I think the Dodgers would be about as far away as you can get from New York. I know it's a big media town, but, I mean, you know, where are you going to go that's going to pay you that kind of money? I mean,
yeah,
the Brewers certainly aren't going to be able to afford him.
No. I've heard the Cubs, I've heard, you know, the Angels, but I don't know. I don't foresee the Cubs hitting, you know, putting out this kind of money, and if they did, you know, I don't see it happening.
Being selfish and being a Alex Rodriguez fan, not
right,
being a big Cub fan, but being an Alex Rodriguez fan, I wouldn't mind seeing him in Chicago just so that I could see him more often.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But that said, I don't see that happening either.
No. So what?
I think the Cubs are going to get a starting pitcher. I think Schilling is a good fit there.
I don't know. I'm not a huge Schilling fan. Not of his talent. I mean, obviously he's got some talent, and it's not that good.
The bloody sock.
See, that's the thing. Maybe it's not showing. I don't like it. It's just the whole hype. Bloody sock. Which I'm good. Just get a band-aid, get out there, right? You know. And now the, you know, the, oh, never mind. Don't get me started on that. Anyway, so you ready for the off season? I mean, they always say that, you know, that there is no off season, and. But it's just true. You got the Arizona Fall League. You got the winter leagues. You got winter meetings. You have and then you got spring training. I mean, there is no off season, is there?
No, that's for sure. And I am going to try to get out to a winter league game or two this year. I don't know if it'll be in Puerto Rico
or
the Dominican or someplace, but
I'd
like to. My friend Laura, who I met out in Arizona, she was saying, do they have any teams in Mexico? I said, yes. She
yes,
said,
they do.
Like by Cabo San Lucas? I said, no, I don't think they're by the resort.
Wow, that's impressive.
So, but maybe I'll get down to Puerto Rico. I don't know.
Wow.
Puerto Rico's kind of fun.
And
so,
you
but
usually
I,
go out there for spring training in Arizona, right?
Yeah. I go to both.
I
catch about six games down in Florida, and then I catch about six games out in Arizona. So
well,
I'm going
to
do that.
Talk to you after, if you did go to the winter game, talk to you either, you know, probably when you get back from that one, and then we'll definitely talk to you when you're either out in Arizona again when you're in spring training, or when you come back. Either way, you're definitely our man and on the spot there. Thank you. What's that?
Got to maintain that tan, you know.
Oh, I know. Seriously, yeah. but I want to thank you for letting us know how your trip went and giving us a little bit of a scouting report, and because we really appreciate it. It sounds like you had a great time. I wanted to say that I want to go. I almost went there.
Always a pleasure.
And yeah.
Next year, for sure, you're coming with.
Yeah.
You're packing your bags. We're going down there. And
let's do it.
You'll have a great time. If nothing else, it's great pizza time.
Yeah, I hear it. that pizza place sounds like it's the way to do it. So,
yeah.
I want to give out the email address one more time. If you guys are interested in emailing us and letting us know how we're doing, just go ahead and send us an email. It's feedback@baseballzealotradio.com. Our phone number, if you want to leave a voicemail, is 217-883-4571. And check out our blog. We got a pretty good blog going. It's www.thebaseballzealot.com. ted.com. Check out Ted's Arizona Fall League report. Pretty, got a pretty detailed one going there. I was pretty impressed by that. So, anyway, I think we're going to close it out. Ted, you got any last words for the listeners?
Always a pleasure, and I look forward to visiting with you guys again real soon, okay?
Yeah, me too. Okay, that's it. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, take care.